flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
With the NBA trade deadline fast approaching, do you believe the Bulls will make a move or two or three by Thursday? Who's the player most likely to be moved? And can you give a over-under on how many deals they will make?
That's a good little end of the question there, because it kind of entices us to think in terms of over-under gambling terms. So you're reeling me back in.
Man, now this show has changed.
So I think that the Bulls are going to make a move, because I can't imagine the reality if they don't. I can't imagine having this much buildup toward this trade deadline without them doing something that indicates they want real change to occur. If you don't do anything, you are, I think, in many ways, if you're Arturis Karnaušovas, sealing your own fate. Because at the end of the season, if you fall out of the playoffs with a group that you have kept together, I don't know how you can package that as progress. So in the name of progress, I think they will try to make a deal. And then they can at least declare what direction they want to head. I think the most likely guy to be traded is Vuč. Nikola Vucevic has got the most tradable contract. It's the simplest fit probably for teams that are seeking a offensive-minded big man, a guy that will not get in the way offensively and very content maybe being the third option, very dangerous still being the third option. And I believe there's a report in The Athletic earlier this week that he thought that I don't know, it did not quote him, but it speculated that he saw the Golden State Warriors as a desirable option or an alternative if they were to trade him. I don't know what the haul would be in return. I'm not sure if it matters. But I think Vuč would be the most likely guy to go. I don't think they're going to make another trade. The over-under would be 2, and I would take the under.
I'd set the line at 1.5 just so we can have winners and losers. No pushes, David. Nobody wants to just have – we want winners,
see,
no, losers.
I know. I should have said 1.5.
And I think it should be over 1.5. I think it will be under 1.5. I think the Vuč is the one who is on his way out. Zach should be right behind him, but I don't see that happening.
They really should. The over-under should be set at 2.5, because we believe that there's a possibility of 3 moves. But I don't think that's happening either. I think that, if they make a single move, I'll be impressed. That's how I feel about the way they've gone about business. It's just there have not been – there have been a lot of rumors, and there's been a lot of talk, a lot of teams mentioned, and very little action. And so the idea that, you know, you gave up, you know, a bunch of players and picks for Vooch, and now you're going to try to move them for anything, they're struggling with that. They've just been struggling, and they've been demanding – a first-round pick, and their number hadn't gone down. You know, their demands haven't gone down, not yet anyway, but they're talking about things. But, you know, it is the idea of kind of overpaying to retain guys. That's basically what they've been doing, you know? I mean, they gave Zach a lot of money. Vooch got retained. What did they do with Patrick Williams? Too much money? I mean, they have just decided to keep bringing people back.
I understand what you're saying. I don't totally disagree. I do think the only way I would push back a little bit that the Patrick Williams looks like a harder investment to understand than Vooch. Vooch is a productive guy. They got pretty affordable by NBA standards. 3 years, $60 million for a guy that it's a double-double machine. That's not bad, right? I mean, that's what makes his contract tradable, more tradable than Patrick Williams.
You know, I'll go back to this. You know, Zach has 2 years at $95 million left. I believe even like Vooch has a year left at $21.5 million. So, you know, Lonzo Ball, God love him, has got 1 year left at $21.7 million. Those guys all should be moved.
Do you think they can move Lonzo Ball?
I don't. I don't think they can.
I don't think they can move anyone. You can find someone who's going to give up anything.
I think they can give Vooch away, and they might be able to include Zach in a deal if they're willing to give it away. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're getting anything. I think Patrick Williams is the hardest contract to move.
I agree with that because there's 4 years left, and you don't know what he's going to be. It's a gamble. And Lonzo Ball is a risk as well. And I wonder if you're the Bulls and you want to move him. And I think this is interesting to me. You have a few games left before the deadline. Do you play him more to get people an idea of what he can be, or do you play him less because you're afraid he might injure himself in a deal?
Right there is the reason you can't trade people.
That's the conundrum.
But I would say that they'll make a trade. They have to make a trade. It will not be a favorable one.
And it won't be one really to celebrate.
No.
Because what it will be is trading for the sake of trading, change for the sake of change.
They'll be trading to get their own, to maintain their own 10th overall pick.
Yeah.
Right?
Which nobody should celebrate,
no,
really.
No. That's what they'll end up
doing. Not in Chicago.
No, you would hope not. All right. That is that. I mean, I wish I had happier news on it or I felt better about it, but I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.